News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Health is advising women to delay becoming pregnant for the next 6 to 12 months. Pregnant women are also being encouraged to take extra precaution to prevent being bitten by mosquitoes, given the possible link between the Zika virus infection and microcephaly.
We would just want to emphasize, especially at this time, women who are pregnant or who are thinking of getting pregnant must take seriously protecting themselves from mosquito bites. The young and the elderly, persons who already have like a chronic disease. This is what we know now, but anything else, we await on the medical scientists to help us to understand what's happening.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Microcephaly is an abnormal growth of the brain and stunting of the growth of the head of the fetus, arising from infection in the first months of pregnancy. Babies who develop microcephaly in the womb may not live to full term, may be born prematurely, may be stillborn, or may survive but with lifelong disability. President of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSO, J. William Food, is commending Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips for his stewardship of the government's economic reform program and the benefits it has produced to date. Among the benefits are the country's record low inflation rate of 3.7%, a return to single-digit interest rates for commercial borrowers, a fairly stable exchange rate, and nominal economic growth between the January to September 2015 period, with this growth trend expected to continue.
Now, if we can continue on this program, I think that the minister has indicated he has every intention. I think Jamaica will see some tremendous growth over the next year or two.
Mr. Mahfoud was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Effective March 1, the national minimum wage will be increased by 10.71%. There will also be an 8% increase in the minimum wage for industrial security guards. The national minimum wage will be increased to $6,200 per 40-hour work week, up from $5,600. The minimum wage for industrial security guards will move from $8,198 per 40-hour work week to $8,854. The insurance coverage payable on account of security guards who are killed or injured in the line of duty will be increased from $2 million to $2.5 million. In making the announcement in Parliament last Tuesday, Labour Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson urged employers who are able to pay more to do so.
Too often, employers take these benchmark minimum wage figures as the norm. In this regard, the government is appealing to those employers who can pay wages which are higher than the wages set out in the order to do so.
The national minimum wage was last increased in January 2014. And the government is taking steps to establish a biodiesel plant in Jamaica. President of Jambro, Diane Edwards, says the initiative emerged out of the Jamaica Investment Forum staged in March last year. The biodiesel plant, to be run on feedstock, is expected to stimulate growth in the agricultural sector in addition to providing renewable energy.
There's a company called Hero BX out of Pennsylvania in the U.S., which is far advanced in its feasibility study of the Jamaican environment and whether they can do this cost effectively here.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.